They like a party, you see.
This is tape number 2 on December the 18th, 1994. Thank you, Commander.
Where was I? What was I shouting about?
Party,
see? Everybody heard party.
Physical is where choices are made.
Physical is where choices are made. Thank you. And since I got that prodding and from that direction, I want to talk to you about choices in the physical form and the transition. You see, you will never have anyone arriving at that doorway, that tunnel opening, that threshold, that does not have to confront where I am in my journey. Where are the ones around me in their journey? Which direction will I take? By the time you get to here, to making the transition, it is not a choice of going to hell or to heaven. Come off it. You'll already be established in intent. And all of this will come washing over you, and you will know, and you'll be quite comfortable. And we had Lydia, who came literally and sent her daughter to ask me permission to die, to make that transition. She hurt. You see, she also was embarrassed because she didn't listen. What the doctors did to her made her life agony. And she would never recover from it. It's like silicone in the cells. You cannot separate that crap out that they pumped into her lung. And she was tired. And they, when they are there, know, I can make my transition. I can never serve any longer like I must or need to on the earth plane. I need to go somewhere where I can serve. And yet also feeling the guilt of copping out on loved ones. Will I be letting you down, Commander, if I just go home? Oh, you never have to ask me. Well, Dorma may. And quite frankly, we have that petition quite often. You see, once you've been over, it's far preferable. And once you can remember what it is like, it is preferable. But most ones who are that intent on service on your place only make that transition into a bigger job. So there isn't any time lost. There's no time lost. So when you have loved ones who hold your hand and you realize their bodies will never be able to recover enough to serve the way they would want to, and also are not allowing their loved ones their freedom of expression, be kind and allow them to go. Be kind. Part of your problem is that you don't want to be alone. And that's worthy of the grieving. But you can't linger on it, because that is an insult to them. They have become of more service and you close them out. I don't want to think about it. It makes me sad. Be sad. Be sad for the loss, and then laugh at yourself for the gain. They're right there. They're free and you're not. And there's some in the pit of your stomach that resents that. I've still got to be here, and you've cut out on me. And I've got the whole team over on my side. I've got Lydia. I've got Lynn. All you've got to do is listen and they'll talk to you. We have a job to do. We don't have to pick up arms and go to war. That's the last thing. We will not do that. God promised the word. He didn't promise that we'd come down here and with our bows and arrows and Cupid wings, you know, go shoot, pluck, pluck. And when we make it into something bigger, and when we, as an egotistical person, feels I can do it all. And these will always come into the latter part of the play. Now, where were they during all the first part? They haven't bothered to read the script. They haven't bothered to read the instructions. Some are just so eager they can't read fast enough. But over and over and over, I will get, well, I read two editions of the paper. And if you'll just explain to me the secrets of the universe, I will be happy to be on your team. I also love, let me win the lottery and I'll give you 10%. One even offered me 50%. I'm not a magician. I'm not a fortune teller. People want readings from me. You don't need readings from me. Sometimes you need help. Lori needed help. And by golly, if you can't come to me, and if it requires coming to Dorma, do so. You don't really have to. But sometimes you need to write it down and send it somewhere. You already know the answers. But you better believe if you're in my family, you're going to get an answer. And there is no one of you that has a corner on the problems of this world. You have unique problems, but you have no corner on problems. And for parents these days to try to keep sanity, rear children, you see, the smart ones know better than what's going on around them. And they're going to be a handful because they're angry. They're angry. You can't even let them watch the television. And yet, parents are people too, with limitations. How can a mother drown her children? The first impulse is, oh my God. The second one is the reality of what am I going to do? I cannot go another step. And having nobody really to turn to. When that happens to a loving parent, it is because they are absolutely to the end within. Well, a broken up relationship with a married man should not be. No, it shouldn't. It shouldn't. But sometimes it is. This is the wrongness of judging. There but for the grace of God go I. Every time. Because there always is a breaking point. The Zionists have a different commercial aspect. There is always a price. Unfortunately, with George Green, it was $350,000 in gold coins. There is always the door that you cannot get over or get through. Does that make him bad? No, it makes him human. And once you've sold out for the piece of gold, you'll sell out everything else. To prove that you were right and those other people are wrong. And it doesn't matter until you once again must confront God. Not me. Leave me out of it. Because my role is to do the very best that I can to get truth out as we can do it, so that you can make some measure, some step toward reclamation of your Constitution. If you can do it in America, it will go across your borders. You know, you have free trade now. It'll even be easier to get across the borders. But you can't do anything until you know your enemy. And it's pretty pious to get up here and say, well, it's Christ or Antichrist. But that's the way it is. And many try to walk right down the middle of the road. But you see, they never quietly walk down the middle of the road. They've got to shout to everybody, I'm in the middle of the road. And I allow everything unconditionally. No, you're not on Christ's side. You are on the other side. And that's why the man said, you're either for me or you are against me. Because the laws of God are really quite easy, quite simple, and few in number. And to deliberately break those laws says, I have deliberately turned against you. But I know you will forgive me, because at church they said, if I believed on the blood of Christ, Jesus, I would be raptured, I would be saved. Blood is a physical mass. And it will never save you unless you are bleeding to death and you get a transfusion. And then, I warn you, you could be getting a deadly disease anymore, because what they think is a virus now that passes in the blood cell, it is passing within the parasite within the cell. And it is airborne. The little spores, the little nits are airborne. And you very well get AIDS from kissing or spittle. Blood is a dead product. It is taken and it no longer has the life of its system. Better you have a transfusion of Gondriana. It can at least carry the electricity and the oxygen. But I don't think anybody's going to go get some out of the bottle and give you a transfusion of it. And if anybody tries, you will be in jail. These are our obstacles. And we're not here to force anything down anybody's neck. But I am going to repeat what I said before to Vina. If you don't want the advice, then do not ask me. I am obligated to give you an answer if I can. But I'll be very cautious in the future. But you need these experiences. You need to witness them, because this is the way it is. And you're human. And I would like to have a break now, and then I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'd like to have a break and come back and talk about Christmas and the reality of what you're about. I'd like to talk about what Jean has found out, both about Ron Jackson and our friend in Arkansas. There are just a lot of incredibly positive things happening. And I am in great appreciation for every one of them. And I noted that ones began to take responsibility and make arrangements and some preparations. And you don't have to worry now. Oh, what am I going to do if? You've done it. Let's sit tight. Let's wait and let them unfold it. and watch Federated Department Stores and Macy's this week. See what you see on the boob tube. Now let's go eat cake. Salute.
Let me get a lecture.
Let's clear the space. I have some serious things to talk about.
Command.
I appreciate whoever suggested that Dave come out here. There's good news, there's bad news. I wanted to make that particular connection, and I'm sorry that he didn't stay. I understand why he did not stay. Ones want to mold groups, teams, direction according to what they can consider works. Ones become very, very involved in their own research and I don't even know how to word this. It isn't that they become narrow, it is that they will isolate themselves so that they can better focus, and they're bothered, tremendously bothered by distractions. I'm sure it's very hard for Maya, for instance, to be in here with the bombardment of different energies, because when you are sensitive to that etheric energy that is called thought and mind, it's hitting you from every direction. Now, I'm going to clarify something right now before we even go into this conversation. There are bugs all over this place. There are devices implanted that give off what I would call radiation. I'm not talking about bad radiation. I'm talking about frequencies. If that don't get you, the one over at Edwards Air Force Base, the minute the wind is not blowing, it can come through that pass at you. But this is what is going to be for the rest of your journey on the place. And I'm going to talk about this because now it has come into focus and I'm making some of the contacts that I needed to make. The man is not informed enough to know what we're about, and that's good, because you see, he has nothing against which to base his opinion. He came in cold, and he was able to feel, and it was so hard for him that he was undergoing a very severe headache. I'm a little sorry that I didn't get on to some of the other things before he left, because I didn't want him to leave with the perception that all we do is quibble, because that is not our purpose. On the other hand, I'm not going to put on some kind of a front for anyone. Anyone who wants to come here is welcome to do so. We don't have regular meetings, but some of us really do need the camaraderie that we get. And once again, I'm in a little bit of an awkward position to use the term comrade. Have you ever noticed how many words you can't use anymore? Pretty soon, you know, I'm the communist Zionist comrade. And I probably came from Germany, you know. Dave works in research. He's got a mountain hill out here, and he bumbled into it because he's very, 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 very aware of energy lines and pulse systems off these towers. He's incorrect in a lot of his perceptions. He drew some conclusions that are incorrect, but he doesn't know. He doesn't know the whys or wherefore that I particularly might be functioning through, because he doesn't know me, and most of what he would get from almost everybody out there in the UFO community where his focus was is going to be a negative input about the hosts of God, because you're going to be dealing with people like Bielik, and this is where he was dealing, and Cooper, etc., who really feel that the aliens and their technology is in control. And I don't know how to explain it to you. They're absolutely correct, you see, and yet they're entirely wrong. Now, I just said, absolutely correct and entirely wrong. If those aren't two contradictory statements, I never heard any that were more so, other than Judeo-Christian or military intelligence. Something just, they're impossible. The aliens are already here, do you understand me? On your place. There are still intergalactic aliens present who can come and go. But the really negative, ongoing, capture the world aliens are on your place and have been. And this man has, he was drawn to it. And there it is. There is a crashed craft. And it obviously burned.
He has returned.
Good. I want him to hear. I'm giving some validation here. And I'm going to give a little separation of who I am versus who the aliens are. You see, I sent out a message to several people, Bob Lazar, Al Bielik, and of course Bill Cooper wants to think of my speaker here as a slimy little puke. But who he was really pissed off at was George Green for, quote, using his material. Well, George Green wanted to play in the UFO circuit. George Green was involved because George Green saw craft at Edwards Air Force Base. Now, I'm going to be on George's side here for a minute. Because, you see, it doesn't bother me what people do. I can have a lot of compassion for why people do what they do. But if you think that George Green came in here in the beginning just to get you, he didn't. He was latching on. Because he does have sense enough to know that there is some truth in alien communication. He had been to Billy Myers, unfortunately for Billy. He ended up with more of Billy's pictures than Billy did. And now, as you witnessed, almost all of the things that are coming out of that Silver Star Center are absolute bullshit. Now, I was very pleased, and I'm very appreciative, that this was pointed out. We talked about it a little bit last week because I said, you know, they're so stupid, they can't even put in properly a device. But you ones will be affected in this room. But do we allow that to interrupt our little social times, or do we just pay attention to it? You can manage it if you want to. Or you can dig around in the ducts and you can find it. Or I can tell you where it is and that would make it easy for you, but I'm not going to do it. They'll just put another one in. It's like moving Dorma out of that building. For goodness sake, somebody's going to get killed while they're trying to replace all this garbage that they put out. Now, we can blow it out, and I periodically do. I just overload it. I can shut down all the circuitry. We demonstrated that.
Commander?
Yes.
You were monitoring in the other room while that guy was...
Oh, yeah, I brought him up here.
Did you notice there was no mention of bringing the light shield around? No mention of any of the obvious rudimentary things you've taught us about protection?
Well, you will have to understand that when Dorma said, well, we're protected, he said, yes, me too. and you might have missed that. It was almost a private exchange there. But you see, it doesn't matter. The reason that this person can be very, very valid and helpful is that your journey from here on in is going to have to reach out. You cannot do all of the things that need to be done. Yes, some can farm, some can do this, some can do that. Ones can work with Tesla Energy. But you are going to pull as we move on because of our connections. Ones are going to need hearing. Even if the information is sometimes incorrect, those are not for you to have to decide on. None of you are ever at any given time going to know enough. But the lesson you have to know is the way that you work. You do not have to place an opinion on an article, for instance. Because as a good journalist, all you've got to do is qualify it by saying, this information has been brought to us. And if the party is willing to identify, then you're going to find that you are clear, you are doing your journalistic responsibility, but some of that information is going to go out there to the ones who need to hear it. Because most of the ones who think they're doing a job are not. They just want to do the job, and they forget that there are others also working on these jobs, or it's already available and there's no point in reinventing it. Or I'm going to invent it, give it to the world, save the world, we're all going to live happily ever after. It will never happen. So the more important thing about the conversation, and that's why Norma immediately got up and went down where Ed is, because Ed needs that perceptive position because he's involved. He's very, very sensitive to the different pulse changes. Earth tremor. And it's going to require the one sensitive. Ed is not a newspaper person. He came here, that's what he does until. But this is priceless in the ability to gather in and become more aware. Dorma gets less aware because I do the talking and she gets into technical overload. It's not her job to remember all of it. And just because she speaks for me is even more reason that I'm not going to allow her to remember a lot of things, especially when we get into something that can truly be damaging to her physically later. It's been bad enough. But it just goes without saying that this room is both under bombardment, and a lot of you will just never realize it's hit you. And you truly will deteriorate, both physically and mentally.
Let me turn the tape.
All right.